We're now joined by the head coach of HD Cal Girls Basketball, Miranda Stafford. And coach, first regional final since 2016. History continues to happen for this Bulldogs team. How does it feel? You're headed to a regional final.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. That feels good. What an experience for this group and this team to be able to make the trek over there and experience all those things and play in such a big game, fun game, something they've dreamed about, you know, the opportunity. And they've worked for it. They've, you know, set some goals, and this is where we wanted to be. So just super proud of them for putting the time in and giving themselves this opportunity.
To open this postseason, you've had to face two teams you know really well in the North Central Conference. It's not easy to beat a team three times. You've now done it twice in this postseason run. How it felt here tonight to do it against your Battle for Bradford rival, Iowa Falls Alton, and the way that you did it, a big-time win.
Yeah, a win is a win at this phase of the game. I could breathe a little better, you know, throughout the second half of this one than I could Saturday night, so that felt good. But they're a very well-coached team. They've got some seniors who have played a lot of basketball and didn't want this to be their last game. So we knew that they weren't going to just roll over. They were going to be prepared. And so we had to, you know, we talked yesterday. We've got to make some adjustments. I know that they're going to do some things differently. This is what they did. This is what we got to be prepared for. And I thought we did a good job of making those changes in the second quarter to create some turnovers and get some early baskets and kind of see the lid go off the basket. We got some really good looks in the first quarter, couldn't get anything down. So, playing two conference opponents is tough. So the girls had to show up and come away with a couple tough fought victories, but it feels good.
One of the things that has fueled your team all year long is your ability to run pressure and rebound the basketball that provides opportunities for your offense. Check one, check two, did both of them really well here tonight.
Yeah, that's the name of the game for us. We're going to defend. We're going to work all out. We're going to give up some easy baskets because we get a little too aggressive at times, and teams are going to make us pay for that. But I will take that over the energy and effort. And before the game, I said, you know, the three things that we can control. We can control our energy, we can control our effort, and we can control our composure. And I thought the last time we played Iowa Falls at Iowa Falls, we didn't stay necessarily composed the whole time. And so I thought it was really important in such an important event, important game, that those three things happened. And the girls, you know, 1 through 10 that came on the floor did a really nice job of that tonight.
Final home game for these five seniors. This senior group has been something truly special. You've seen them get better from freshmen, and they've just gotten better each year, progressing, becoming more confident in themselves, limiting mistakes, just growing as this group, a really solid senior class. What it was like for you hearing that buzzer at the end of the game, knowing this senior group was going to get one more game and capped off their home career with a big-time win.
Yeah, there's not many teams that can leave their home court on a win. So, you know, a senior night, that's always a big deal. And we talked about senior night. That's okay. This isn't our last game. So tonight was a little surreal for them. And we didn't talk about it a whole lot. You know, you try to keep those things from entering the mind and the lasts and the, you know, those things. We just talk about creating memories and doing the things you like with the kids that you like. So we talked about that a lot before the game, not necessarily that this is the last time playing. So it is surreal, you know, watching that group walk off the floor for the last time here. Just a special group of girls who have come so far from their freshman year to now. So very, very proud of every kid that they've led. And, you know, the big thing is you always want kids to leave the program better than what they found it. And, I mean, they are just examples of that.
A really cool honor for you earlier this week. You were named the co-coach of the year for Class 3A Northeast District from the IGCA. How that honor feels for you getting to share that with this program as it takes an army to lead a team.
And that's exactly it. You know, I appreciate everyone's support and their shout-outs and their it feels good, but the first thing I'll say is this is a village. I just get my name announced at the end. So I appreciate it. It feels good because this team got the recognition that they deserve. And it's not me, it's my assistant coaches, the kids who play JV. The kids who sit on the end of the bench, our managers who get them ready, our starters, it doesn't matter. It's a whole program. It's our community who came out in full force and supported these kids tonight. So I appreciate it. Thank you very much. It feels good, but it feels good because our program got honored like that.
Big time matchup coming up on Saturday. You face a team that is spend a lot of time at Wells here in the last decade plus. You get to go up there to Estherville, Lincoln Central coming up on Saturday. What it looks like is you have a couple days to get ready for that regional final, first regional final since 2016. What you want to work on with your team to prepare for that matchup with ELC?
Yeah, we're going to a veteran team. I mean, we're going to a team that's been at the state tournament. You know, their seniors have been there for the last 3 years, so they know what to do. They know how to play in these games. And so it's uncharted territory for our kids. I know that we're going to play hard, and I know that what got us here is staying composed. So as long as we can do those things, we're going to be okay. I've got to go back and look. They're going to look different than they did when we played them as, you know, this group of seniors. Their freshman year, that's where we had to go. So they're gonna do some of the same things. They've got a great guard. Haley Stokes she just is a great facilitator, can score, so we'll be prepared. We'll get a game plan together, but we get to play Saturday night. So that is fun to say, and what a great opportunity.